This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
We come out of a weekend with a surprising amount of international economic news to digest. Normally, weekends are pretty quiet on the global front when it comes to business news. But this weekend, we've had a big speech in China, big conference in China, and a new chancellor in the UK. He is redirecting the course a little bit after that disastrous mini-budget, and he's been doing the rounds over the weekend speaking to broadcasters in Britain. He is Jeremy Hunt. This is him talking to Sky News over the weekend.
Let's talk about the mini-budget. The most important element of it was the energy price guarantee. People's energy bills were heading for £6,500. This will keep the average one down at £2,500. That's very important to families up and down the country. That's staying. But there were mistakes. It was a mistake when we're going to be asking for difficult decisions across the board on tax and spending to cut the rate of tax paid by the very wealthiest. It was a mistake to fly blind and to do these forecasts without giving people the confidence of the Office for Budget Responsibility saying that the sums add up. And the Prime Minister's recognised that. That's why I'm here. And what we need now is for me to show Parliament and the markets that we can make our tax and spending plans add up.
The Jeremy Hunt Show. Very pleased to be joined now by Ed Bell, Senior Director of Market Economics at Emirates NBD, to put it all in context for us. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brandy.
So, mistakes were made, he says, too far and too fast of the Tory government's controversial policies in the UK. What do you make of all of that then?
Well, I think that's a pretty fair, if minimal assessment, to say that it was a mistake for the kind of tax cut plans that the initial Truss cabinet had outlined. And this move to bring Hunt in, who had previously served both as a foreign secretary and a health secretary in prior Conservative governments in the UK, it's kind of a move towards the center of the Conservative Party, sort of a bit more of the establishment. So it is an effort to kind of right the ship. But I think the real kind of test is going to be from markets as we get through this week to see what kind of reaction we have. If there is sort of an acceptance that there's going to be a return to sort of more orthodox policy of balancing those tax cuts with spending cuts. That was the kind of message that we heard out from Mr. Hunt over the last couple of days, but we're still not going to get a full scale or a full outline of the plan until the end of the month, October 31st.
Yeah, when we are expecting a full budget, what could we see there, Ed? What will markets be listening and waiting for?
Well, I think we saw from Hunt that he was trying to guarantee that the cut in the lowest level of income tax would still allow it to be persistent. And probably something like the stamp duty easing, those measures that would really kind of have a more, tangible impact on sort of lower and middle class people in the UK rather than these cuts to the upper class or the sort of top bracket of income tax. But it's going to be what they do on the cutting side as well. And I think we did see that message that he's asking government departments to find rationalization, which is kind of political jargon for cuts. So see whether that comes in investment plans, infrastructure investment plans from the government, or if it comes at the expense of government jobs in the UK. So those are the kind of things we'd be watching out for. I think also we'll be quite closely watching the reaction on the other side of government of economic policy in the UK from the monetary side. As you might recall, on Friday, we had the expiration of that emergency bond buying intervention from the Bank of England. So today is the first day that bond markets are essentially flying in the open since the BOB intervened after the mini budget. So we'll be watching quite closely what happens when the gilt market, which is the government bond market in the UK, opens. We had it pretty sharp move higher in yields at the end of last week. If you look at the 10-year gilt yield, the 10-year borrowing cost for the British government, it rose by 50 basis points, by a full half percentage point in over the course of trading.
Oh, we've just got just over a minute left with you, Ed, and we've got that massive party conference in China. Xi Jinping's speech gets poured over for a nuance. What are you taking from it, particularly when it comes to management of the economy and the zero COVID policy?
Yeah, it looks like we're being stuck with the zero COVID policy for some time. That is going to continue to be a handbrake on China's economy as whole areas are locked down for relatively small numbers of cases. According to China, it is their best way of managing the virus. And I think everyone's tired of trying to figure out the best way of managing. But in terms of the economy, it is going to be a negative going forward. We'll get some GDP data from China out for this week, which is expected to come in at a bit more than 3% for the third quarter year on year. An improvement from where we were in the second quarter, to be sure. But still, we are at a phase where China is growing at a much, much slower pace than we have been accustomed to, of 7 to 10% growth really over the last decade. So it's going to be slow, sluggish growth from here on out if that policy remains.
20 seconds, Chinese inflation coming in at under 3%. Bad for China or good for the world?
It's the real outlier. China's inflation story is quite low, quite weak, as you expect, with a very slow demand-driven economy at this stage. It could be a little bit of a benefit for the rest of the world if it does get exported out. But with the country being so sort of blocked off to the rest of the international trading system, it's not necessarily going to have much of a material impact.
Ed Bell, Senior Director of Market Economics at Emirates NBD, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.